or no tax.
Hey, everybody, welcome to America Tonight. My name's Kate Delaney. Straw polls, that's the news over the weekend in Michigan and in Florida. Two different winners. Mitt Romney takes Michigan. He's not even there. And Herman Cain takes Florida, even though Perry was pounding the pavement and handing out free breakfasts to lots of people. It was businessman Herm Cain's. However, there are accusations that it was a little bit jimmy-rigged, if you know what I mean. And the numbers, of course, in both cases are rather small. In Michigan, you're talking about less than 700 people, the straw poll. And in Florida, you're talking about 2,600 people, give or take. Here's the bottom line. America Tonight is going to do its own straw poll. And whether you're listening to me through Pal Talk, if you go to americatonight.net and you're chatting, and oh, we have some opinionated chatters, you got to love that. And we have opinionated people who listen to us that blog and people who send in their thoughts through the website as well, americatonight.net, and then hit us on the email. So for the next 3 weeks, we're going to take our own straw poll. So we're going to give it time to marinate, since this is radio and we can do that, right? And we're making up our own rules. Tell me who you think should be president. Forget all the labels and who did what to what. Doesn't matter. I don't care what their connections are. I don't care about any of that. And definitely don't care what you want to label them. Libertarian, flaming liberal, conservative, Tea Party, or just who you think, shed the labels, who you think is the best person to lead the nation. And you might think Obama. You might be listening to me and think, you know, why is this guy getting the heat? He inherited a lot of this stuff. The president says it all the time. So if he inherited half of the crap and he made it worse, well, he had garbage and he just made the pile bigger. So whatever you think, that there was nothing for him to do in a short amount of time to turn it around, or you think, no, he's ineffective, has not done a good job, and of course he's not the guy, here's who I think should be president. So a straw poll of candidates that don't have to be the usual suspects can be anyone. And we're going to let you see the results in the end. I'll put up a graph, and we'll post it all over the place. So I'm very serious about this. All you have to say is who, why. Who, why. And we'll see where it goes from there. In the real world of the straw polls, be them a little weak or not, as I said, what happened in Michigan was it was Mitt Romney's, and that's not a shock because he's from there and certainly has some big pull there. And in Florida, it was a little more surprising. Herman Cain ends up with it, and I think that shocked more than anyone the Perry people who thought he had bagged it. Bagged it in the sense that he was getting big reaction where he was going and all that sort of stuff, shaking a lot of hands, doing that kind of stuff, handing out those free breakfasts like I mentioned. But did he cost himself straw votes anyway? Because of what he said about immigration when he tried to him and haw when he was asked pointedly about it in the debate on Thursday in Orlando. Did that cost him giving tuition to the children of illegals while others were not getting that tuition money? There are people that will defend that and say, well, that was his way to make it nice. In Texas, where we reach out, as he said, to have a heart and reach out to those people who are in the country illegally, and other people would like to cut that heart out, and they weren't so thrilled with the answer. And I think that partially hurt him, Plus, like I say, it's the cockamamie-ness of the whole straw poll thing anyway, really, for whatever merit you put into it. Quickly, what did the president have to say about getting back to work and jobs and all that? Because that is the major theme when he's hitting the campaign trail, which is what he's doing. Here's how it sounded.
You say you're the party of tax cuts? Pass this jobs bill, and every worker in America, including nearly 20 million African-American workers, will get a tax cut. Pass this jobs bill and prove you'll fight just as hard for a tax cut for ordinary folks as you do for all your contributors. Stop complaining. Stop grumbling. Stop crying. We are going to press on. We've got work to do.
We do have work to do, but I think it's veering in a different direction. Jay in Kentucky, you get the first crack this hour. Hey, Jay.
Morning, Kate. How are you?
I'm good. How about you?
Oh, not too bad. Just driving on up to Buffalo, West Virginia again. I listen to you every night. You help my morning. You help pass my time as well. But Barack Obama and his jobs bill, I mean, give me a break. It's just a campaign speech from one end to the other. How many times is he going to say pass this bill when it's a meaningless bill and he knows it's not going anywhere? The first stimulus package for $1 trillion, what was that for? For shovel-ready jobs to get America back to work and keep unemployment from going over 8%. Well, that money went to banks, and it went to a bunch of, GM, a bunch of unions. It was supposed to be shovel-ready jobs, and they're saying that, well, GM and the banks paid all that money back. Well, where is all that money from the first stimulus bill? And here he wants another $500 trillion to back what? Shovel-ready jobs, highways, yep. Teachers. Basically, to spread around to the unions so he can get his campaign contributions come his reelection run. He is definitely not the man. And all these career politicians out there that are running, and then for Herman Cain, I think he is far from a politician. He is a businessman. And that's, I think, what we need in this country is someone who's not in the normal loop, outside the circle, so to say. And he's got some really great ideas, and I would vote for that man in a heartbeat.
Wow, based on the business background, say forget the political acumen, it doesn't matter. Let's go with somebody who ran a company and did a good job at it.
Exactly.
Yeah.
Even if some of this problem was inherited, like you said, Obama piled on and made it worse.
Yeah.
And I think Herman Cain with his 999 across the board and even into the fair tax. He's got some really good ideas, and I think, personally, that man would turn this country around. I think he's more for the people than he is for the government. And I think all these government officials, all they worry about is re-election and how to keep their own jobs.
Yeah, I agree with that. I think that they're always playing for the next time around, and the people around them are doing the same thing. All right, Jay, you're our first person for our straw poll, by the way. So Herman Cain gets a vote from Jay. Nice call, as always. Safe trucking out there, Jay. And I think there are other people that like the idea of a business person, even if it's not Cain, but then somebody will counter that. Political people will pound me to the ground, as I have gotten in many arguments in Washington about this. They'll say, yeah, but here's the problem. They have to work with the career politicians. They can't get anything done, so they have to be able to maneuver the situation. They have to be able to know how to do the Potomac two-step. Well, maybe they don't have to know how to do that. Maybe they can dance in on their own style and let everybody else fall in line. How about that? We're kicking the can down the road. Hang with us here on ATN. Have you ever heard of a pharmacist who discourages the use of most prescription drugs? Well, pharmacist Ben Fuchs is that person, and boy, is he fascinating. He's a nutritional pharmacist and skincare specialist who operates out of Boulder, Colorado. And to hear this man speak is nothing less than inspiring because he's charismatic and makes a lot of sense. He asks, why take dangerous drugs when all your body needs to stay healthy is all natural with no side effects? Pharmacist Ben sees the human body as a healing and regenerating system, divinely designed to heal and renew itself on a moment-to-moment basis. but it needs nutrition and nutritional supplementation. Ben says you've got to be on a nutritional supplement program if you want to be healthy in 21st century America, and he wants to help people get off the toxic drug treadmill and get on a good nutritional supplement program. I support what pharmacist Ben is saying and doing to help America get healthier, and I urge you to watch and listen to Ben deliver his powerful message at your convenience. Just go to AmericaTonightTeam.com. That's AmericaTonightTeam.com.
On the average, Americans work between 45 to 50 years, hoping to build up enough wealth to retire and live out their golden years. Unfortunately, with taxation, the rising cost of food, energy, housing, and medical, many retirees are forced to live below the poverty line. Is this a flaw-free enterprise, or is our monetary unit we call the Federal Reserve Note forcing us into perpetual debt, ensuring inflation and higher taxes? These questions and more can be answered by reading G. Edward Griffin's book, The Creature from Jekyll Island. Congressman Ron Paul states, it's what every American needs to know about central bank power. A gripping adventure into the secret world of international banking cartel. Hi, this is Ted Anderson. I will give a silver dollar from the early 1900s to anyone who purchases this book. Call 1-800-686-2237 and order a copy today. It's critical that the public be made aware of the system. Call and order your copy today at 1-800-686-2237. That's 1-800-686-2237.
Hello, friends. Alex Jones here. You all know I've worked for years with Steve Shank and eFoods Direct. I have eFoods for my own emergency food supply. You know, Steve, life is different now for all of us, isn't it?
Very different. People are using this great food to survive the present hurricane season, and we've already had $40 billion worth of damage from floods, storms, quakes, and droughts. And that's just the first 8 months of this year. Natural disasters are newsworthy, but only touch a few of us Americans. The huge issue of the Greatest Depression is on everyone's mind. The unemployment, the loss of homes, lost businesses, and skyrocketing food costs are hitting every American. So everyone needs food security.
Folks, this month you will get free shipping on every food order from eFoods Direct. That's right. Every order gets free shipping starting September 6th. Get stocked up with the best durable foods out there with eFoods Direct and be prepared for any emergency before it happens. To take advantage of this special, call 800-409-5633 or go to eFoodsDirect.com/Alex.
In this version of For Your Health, you're going to be shocked by some of the statistics I'm going to throw out at you right from the get-go. Did you know about 22.6 million Americans aged 12 and older use illicit drugs? They did in 2010. Do you know if we take that number further, that would be nearly 8.9% of the U.S. population? Wow. Medical use is on the rise. We've been talking about that, certainly on this show. What does it all mean? And we're talking about young adults, 18 to 25. Illicit drugs up from 19.6% in 2008 to 21.5% in 2010. And that doesn't even include, remember all the whole farm party stuff and whatnot that we've talked about. But focusing on the medical abuse in America, as pointed out in a huge government study the other week, a couple of weeks ago. We are so pleased to welcome to the show Dr. Harris Straightner, and what a title he has. He is the regional clinical VP of all the Karen treatment centers, and he's based in New York. Doc, I know you're a busy guy. We appreciate your time.
My pleasure.
So marijuana use, you're a doctor, so I'm just going to ask you this, and obviously you're dealing with this with the treatment centers. What do you attribute that to?
Well, I think there are a lot of factors. Youngsters, certainly, as the recent Substance Abuse and Mental Health Services Administration SAMHSA survey showed, are using it a tremendous amount. I mean, we're talking about kids who are 12 years or older, and we're just seeing it go up an astronomical rate. And what I attribute it to is the fact that youngsters think this is a safe drug, and it's not. It's a very dangerous drug. The chemical, the psychoactive chemical in marijuana, tetrahydrocannabinol, is very dangerous to the brain. It affects brains. As far as we can tell from PET scans and other techniques of looking at the brain develops usually through the age of 25. And youngsters are affecting their executive functioning with marijuana use. you know, decision-making ability, which is associated with the frontal lobe of their brain. Marijuana also has over 400 chemicals in it, and is also a carcinogen. Some studies show it's a stronger carcinogen than the cigarettes. And I think a lot of youngsters whose parents are baby boomers, and we're not blaming parents, but, you know, need to realize that the marijuana that their parents smoked, even though that probably wasn't a good idea, was very different than the marijuana that they're smoking today. Again, the concentration of tetrahydrocannabinol is far greater in today's marijuana, and it has also been shown to be a gateway drug to other drug use. And the scary thing, Kate, that frightens me the most as an addictionologist is that a lot of kids blaze or smoke marijuana before they ingest alcohol. And I can't tell you how many times I've seen kids who have had alcohol poisoning as a result, because marijuana is an antiemetic. It prevents you, you know, it not prevents, but it certainly leans in the direction of helping to prevent you from vomiting. So if you smoke marijuana first and then you drink and you get alcohol poisoning and you're not prone to vomiting because you were smoking marijuana, you're in a lot of trouble. And we see this all the time at Karen treatment centers. I send more youngsters to Karen for marijuana use than any other drug, period. Any other drug, and that's frightening. And I think it's because parents, you know, they say, oh, it's just marijuana.
Sure.
Oh, it's just experimenting. And what we have to start to press, and I'm a pretty liberal guy, but what we have to start to press is zero tolerance. When your kids are messing around with their brain, when you've got a drug that can be utilized that can increase your chances of having schizophrenia if you're genetically predisposed to that illness, then you've got to tell your kids, I don't want you messing around with that. I don't want you using marijuana. It's a hallucinogen. It can cause paranoia. It can cause delusions. It can cause hallucinations. And it can really feed into a lot of youngsters that we see at Karen treatment centers who have co-occurring disorders, things like bipolar disorder, anxiety disorders, you know, generalized anxiety disorder. We see so many kids at Karen treatment center who have what are referred to as co-occurring disorders, schizoaffective disorder, personality disorders, and the marijuana just, it's like pouring gasoline on a fire.
Oh, how sad is that? And I like the fact that you told us that, you know, hey, you're a liberal guy, but, you know, you got to take a look at this and say zero tolerance. Because I know there's people listening that are saying, oh, Kate, what are we talking about this for? It's just a little weed. But it's not just a little weed anymore. As you explained, it's not, you know, it's not your father's marijuana. It's a whole different situation with what you're seeing. Do you think that the fact that we have the legal use of marijuana, medical marijuana, is that also leading some of these kids to say, well, really, we have medical marijuana. It's all over the headlines. It's been voted on in various states. And so how bad can it be?
I mean, I certainly think that it is all over the headlines. I tend to concentrate more on marijuana, you know, as a representative of Karen Treatment Center as a clinician. That's just being a dangerous, illicit drug. So I don't focus too much on medical marijuana.
Wow.
It's a tricky area.
Yeah.
But I got to tell you, I'm a father, and I'm telling you, I'm a very liberal guy. I'm known for something called Care Frontation, where I treat people with dignity and respect. I don't shame or blame them, but I hold youngsters who I send to Karen or who I treat in my practice responsible for dealing with issues. And I got to tell you, my 22-year-old daughter never has smoked marijuana. And if she did, we'd have serious problems because as a scientist, I know it causes damage to the developing brain. I mean, think about that. I'm in the field.
Yeah.
And I'm not in recovery, by the way. Okay, you know, I'm not a recovering alcoholic, but I'm in the field. And I'm telling you as a scientist, I'm telling you as an associate professor at a major medical school, I would be very frightened if my daughter smoked marijuana. I really don't like it. The fact that they're starting starting to have applications on iPhone teaching kids how to roll marijuana.
Sure.
Is frightening to me. I think that, you know, there are certain companies that better take a real good look at that, because that's a lawsuit waiting to happen. I just think that the thing we have to impress upon our youngsters is that why not experience life straight up and the beauty of life, and this may sound corny, but I believe it in my soul, straight ahead. Look at the spirituality of life. Look at the beauty of life before you have to go out and get high. You know, there's nothing wrong with going surfing, with getting involved in different sports, with being involved in the arts. You know, my godfather was Dizzy Gillespie, the jazz trumpet player. And I grew up around the jazz world.
Wow.
I'm a jazz musician, and I have a radio show for 23, almost 24 years, which the second half is always jazz. And we always associated, you know, jazz musicians with doing this and doing that. I got to tell you, if I ever touched marijuana, my godfather, God rest his soul, would have broken my head. And that was back then, and I'm in my 50s. It's just not a good way to go. And it also speaks to the fact that youngsters are getting bored, and they're trying to come up with ways to escape. And the sad thing to me, when I send a kid to CARA treatment centers, or again in my practice, when I see kids who come in who are really hurting, who are having anxiety disorders and self-medicating with marijuana, and then they get paranoia on top of anxiety. The thing that really, really frightens me is that they don't take the time to discover that this is a great world we live in. And when you were asking me before, what do I think has contributed to the rise that we saw in the SAMHSA study of marijuana use, I think one of the things is what's going on in the world. I think that a lot of kids try to escape. They try to escape financial situations with their parents. They worry about their grades, the increase in a lot of things that go on in the school, the level of work, competition in athletics, etc. And instead, what youngsters need to do, if they really want to lay back and chill, is realize all they have to do is try their best. All they have to do is try to enjoy and realize the joys of this wonderful thing we call life every day, one day at a time. We just celebrated the 10th anniversary of September 11th.
Mm.
Celebrated is an ironic word.
I know.
But, you know, Thoreau once said, the past is ashes. Yesterday's over. What we have to inculcate in youngsters is that they need to focus on the moment and to enjoy the moment. And to smoke marijuana is completely blowing the moment and also blowing their future.
Such an excellent conversation. Life straight up. Dr. Harris Strainer, thank you.
Introducing a diabetes breakthrough, an easy, natural, organic way to bring relief to diabetics. Introducing MDS Forte, a concentrated super strength extract formulated for those who are looking for quick action. Listen to what the revolutionary MDS Forte can do for you. MDS Forte reduces glucose levels safely and effectively, reduces cholesterol and triglyceride levels, increases HDL or good cholesterol while reducing LDL or bad cholesterol. MDS Forte reduces A1C, improves eyesight and circulation to the limbs, and helps weight loss. Is non-toxic, caffeine-free, 100% natural, 100% organic, and comes with a 100% money-back guarantee. Waiting for the side effects disclaimers? With MDS Forte, there are none. Order a 25-day treatment of MDS Forte at BestBloodSupport.com or call 213-405-5355. Call 213-405-5355 or go to BestBloodSupport.com. That's BestBloodSupport.com for MDS Forte, a diabetes breakthrough.
The GCN Radio Network, providing the world with hard-hitting talk radio. GCN. Great talk radio starts here.
Did you know nuclear radiation is still spewing out of the melted down reactors in Fukushima, Japan, and making its way across the entire U.S. continent, contaminating the air, water, and food? Dangerously high levels of radiation are a reality here. As a result, radiation poisoning is a distinct possibility for anyone living in the U.S. unless you do something to protect yourself. How? With liquid zeolite from RestoreYourHealthNow.com. Without a doubt, liquid zeolite is by far the best product to remove radiation from your body. It safely removes toxins and heavy metals, boosts energy levels, and promotes a strong immune system. Liquid zeolite is so powerful it was used to clean up contamination in Chernobyl, yet so gentle you won't even know you're taking it. Liquid zeolite comes with a money-back guarantee, but is only available at RestoreYourHealthNow.com. Learn how to get free bottles of liquid zeolite by calling 800-880-9976. That's 800-880-9976. Or go to RestoreYourHealthNow.com. That's RestoreYourHealthNow.com.
OpticsPlanet.com is where discerning gun owners and outdoorsmen go to gear up. OpticsPlanet has the best selection of rifle scopes, red dots, night vision, holsters, bags, and tactical gear on the planet. With always low prices, free shipping on most orders, and expert customer service. Go to OpticsPlanet.com/GCN to get a free gift with purchase. That's OpticsPlanet.com/GCN. Or call 800-332-OPTICS. 800-332-6784.
Hi, this is Ted Anderson. Have you ever wondered why banks, stockbrokers, investment advisors won't talk about gold IRAs? They've been available since 1986, yet the financial industry won't recognize the value of gold for your retirement. Gold has outperformed paper investments, yet no word about IRAs. If you would like to have gold for your retirement, call 800-686-2237. Don't get left behind by rising inflation and low returns. Call 800-686-2237. Secure your future and call 1-800-686-2237.
For centuries, silver has been used as a powerful natural antibiotic, and as a listener to this station, you probably already know the benefits of using colloidal silver. With so many websites to choose from, finding a reputable, patriotic company with great products at affordable prices can be a difficult task. Introducing UtopiaSilver.com. UtopiaSilver.com carries the best, most effective, and most affordable colloidal silver and colloidal gold products in the industry. UtopiaSilver.com also carries products to fit your lifestyle, including weight loss, immune system defense, cleanses, herbs, joint and bone care, and much more. First-time customers using promo code GCN50 will receive 50% off all colloidal products. Visit us today at Utopia Silver, that's U-T-O-P-I-A Silver, utopiasilver.com, or call 888-213-4338. That's 888-213-4338. UtopiaSilver.com, taking back America's healthcare one American at a time.
We meet again here on America Tonight at the start of another week. Hope you had a great weekend. And take pictures of those images of what you did that was fun over the weekend, because then if you're having a lousy week, you can just go back into the recesses of your mind and think of those pictures. Or if you have an iPhone, you can just plop up your file and look at the pictures. That'd be pretty easy, wouldn't it? Well, I would have liked to get a shot of this out at Berkeley. You know, you think of Berkeley University and what they're all about, liberal campus, that kind of stuff, right? And at the University of California, now they're in the thick of it, a little bit of a controversy anyway. This is what happened. They decided to do a college fundraiser, and they did a sliding scale on baked goods. And the baked goods, what you had to pay, depended on your gender and the color of your skin, basically. So let me just tell you how it sets up. Because the bake sale is scheduled for this Tuesday. Now, what they're going to do is the baked goods are going to be sold to white men for $2. So you come up for some cookies, $2. Asian guys, $1.50. If you're Latin, of course it's California, $1. Black men, 75 cents. Native Americans, 25 cents. All women will get 25% off of any of those prices. And what the campus Republican president said, Sean Lewis, who planned this event, said the pricing structure is there to bring attention to cause people to get a little upset, to think more critically about the kind of policy, what it would do to university admissions. Because here's what the scoop is. And actually, when you hear it, you'll think it's brilliant, or some of you will anyway. What he's saying is, this is about this law that's pending that would let California universities consider race or national origin during the admission process. So you know where I'm going with this. Is it fair or foul? Already in Texas, Rick Perry has given to the kids of people who are in the country illegally, he's given them a huge break on the tuition, you know, basically giving them the tuition, which that's caused a little bit of a backlash for him. And on this show, we've talked about it, and some of you called in and said, listen, I like Rick Perry. I think it's good that he's doing that. He's trying to embrace people who are Latino or Mexican, really, who come over so that everybody can meld into one, and we don't have those problems in Texas. So now in California, it's gone even a step further because they're saying definitely considering race or national origin. That's what they're talking about doing. And it looks like it has a good chance to go through. And if you think about that and you think about the people going into school, and I mean, obviously this is sarcastic and all that stuff, and it's, I'm sure there's going to be some people that are going to be upset by this because they're going to think that, you know, we live in such a PC world that it's a complete slap and rip on anybody of color. But he knew that he would get attention, and he's trying to make headlines to make that point to the legislature that, is this really fair? Why is this fair? And then what some others are saying is that it's already been happening anyway, because they have an institutionalized affirmative action that's going on. So college admissions, they're also saying that we need to be, some of these schools, they need to be more color conscious. God, whatever happened to, why did I take SATs? Whatever happened to, all they cared about was the test scores. And then, you know what it was about, if you were well-rounded. Like, I hope you can throw a javelin or hit a golf ball or do some academic decathlon or whatever it is so that you have a better chance to get into to school to leapfrog over some people. Now, I think that what would be interesting is, are you also ignoring grades? So, in other words, if somebody comes in and they're a Native American, do they have to have, you know, how much are the requirements equal to others that apply? To me, it seems cockamamie. It seems like there should be a better way to do this, doesn't it? Doesn't it seem like it should just be the best possible students they can get for whatever school it is what they're trying to get, and instead of eeny, meeny, miny, mo, and think of the people that now won't get to get into certain colleges, and then I guess maybe some of the people that will get to get into colleges. And, you know, the Young Republicans obviously are trying to make a point, and they did it creatively. So you got to give them attention to that. They're drawing attention to it and to the squabble in California as to the fact that this is probably going to become a reality. So they're taking slaps for being discriminatory, and at the same time, it's this constant hum in the back that we hear that it seems like there has to be a better way. This is ridiculous, right? Maybe what they need to do is, okay, so you have your students that make the academic requirements, then you have those that are on the bubble, and this is what they should do. Throw all the names into like a bingo-like situation, and have one of those drawings that they have in the city of New York for kids to get into charter schools, and you just pull out the names. Then it doesn't matter if someone's an Indian, if they're Asian, if they're black, if they're Latino, if they're white, whatever. Boom! You just go into the pile. You're going into the lottery. Like so many other things in life, there is a little bit of chance involved here, and if we pick your name, it doesn't matter. If everybody that comes out of here happens to be of one particular color, it's random. It's random. How about that instead? It's like drawing straws. Why not do that? It just seems so bloody unfair. It seems unfair, but now the opposite of what they're saying in Cali is, well, it's unfair the other way. So it's always been unfair. I mean, doesn't it seem like it's slanted toward the white people? So now we've got to go completely to the opposite direction of the ridiculous world and do a complete 360. All right, speaking of 360, and whether or not you think that's fair or foul, here's something that all of you can relate to, all these straw polls. Well, over the weekend, it came out with Florida that Herman Cain surprised Rick Perry. It was really an upset victory, if you want to call it that, in a non-binding straw poll that they're holding all over the place, this one in Florida. And so Perry, who's leading in the polls, felt like he wanted a victory because of the crucial state being Florida, right? And especially after what happened Thursday, because he got just blasted in that debate because he was the target since he has all the numbers in the polls. So the former Godfather's Pizza exec, Cain, who was way behind Perry and Mitt Romney, won with 37% of the vote. Perry was second, 15, just ahead of Romney, who had 14. And then you go further down, and then you had the usual cast of characters, Rick Santorum, Ron Paul, Newt Gingrich, John Huntsman, and Michelle Bachmann. Again, this is a non-binding popularity poll, and the only thing is that's significant about it is a candidate can use it and say, look, I did well in the Sunshine State, look, this is a huge state, that kind of stuff, and that's what Cain obviously will do. But he's so far behind in the straight-up polls that you really, I mean, come on, do you really think Herm Cain is, one, the guy you want in the White House if it were a Republican, and two, can he really win this thing? So a couple of good emails trickled in about the Florida straw poll over the weekend. I just feel compelled to tell you what Dennis McMahon, our pal from Vermont, had to say. He said, Herm Cain is a great guy, but he's no Dwight Eisenhower. The GOP cannot afford to nominate someone with no political or government experience against a guy who didn't have much of a political resume to begin with. This is the biggest job in the world. But Domino's isn't the equivalent, or Godfather is what he meant to say, isn't the equivalent of the being the supreme allied commander. Get it? Yeah, I think I would have to agree with him. And isn't this part of the problem when we're sitting here trying to pick somebody to be the president of the United States? We keep coming back to the same thing, qualifications, qualifications. And what do you want to see in a president? Somebody who can relate to the middle class, somebody who's a straight shooter and says when he makes a mistake, somebody who what? What are we lacking? And the answer is economic means. And so this makes the current president weaker and more vulnerable. But who has the means, has the knowledge, has the real ability to get some of those independent votes to win in 2012? Mitt Romney? Rick Perry? Then you see Herman Cain gets those votes in a straw poll. Obama doesn't think any of the Republicans would do well. And that's not necessarily a surprise. He said the Republicans would cripple America. All right, coming back on the flip side, did anybody win nail the score? We're going to answer that question and attempt to answer a few others. Reasons for you to stay around.
Mm. Still ready to save? Then you're ready for the fall super sale at HerbalHealer.com. HerbalHealer.com has been the leader in quality natural supplements since 1988. Log on to HerbalHealer.com and take advantage of incredible fall savings on all sale products running through October 18th. HerbalHealer.com is proud to offer eFoods Global products, premium storable foods that are delicious, contain no MSG, no trans fats, no GMO, and have a 25-year shelf life. All you do is just add water. To learn more, click the eFoods link on HerbalHealer.com, and you can try eFoods storable meals for free. And don't forget to click the specials link for even more savings at HerbalHealer.com. Be sure to sign up for our free newsletter, and as always, new customers get a free 128-page catalog with your order. HerbalHealer.com, healing the world with nature, one person at a time. Hurry, sale ends October 18th.
The food storage industry leader has done it again. Introducing FDG Clubs and Survival Bucks from the Freeze Dry Guy. For over 39 years, the Freeze Dry Guy has served various government agencies and the private sector with the finest in storable foods and emergency rations. If you've wanted to build emergency food supplies but couldn't afford it, now you can. Go to freezedryguy.com, click on products, and look for the Freeze Dry Guy Clubs to pay as you go. Now you can build food storage without going into debt. Choose from a payment range of $95 to $450 per month. Our clubs work with everyone's budget. Plus, when you join Freeze Dry Guy Clubs, you'll get additional rewards. For example, this month, get 10% back in survival bucks on all purchases in the Freeze Dry Guy product line, plus free shipping within the lower 48 states on any order amounts. Hurry, go to freezedryguy.com or call 866-404-3663. That's freezedryguy.com or call 866-404-3663. The Freeze Dry Guy, the best you can buy. Before you throw away your used batteries, you need to listen to this. Now, going green can save money. Go green and save money by giving life to your used batteries by charging them with the Renaissance Charger. The Renaissance Charger uses a new revolutionary battery charging technology that effectively extends the life of new batteries and gives new life to used batteries. Invented by legendary audio genius John Bedini, this unique and patented charging system rejuvenates the electrochemical plate structure in the battery without additives, increasing capacity and maintaining cell integrity. Renaissance Charge offers a full line of products made in the USA for all types and sizes of batteries. Find out why our customers tell us the Renaissance Charger is the only battery charger they will ever use. Save your money. Save the environment. Visit us online at r-charge.com. That's r-charge.com or call us at 208-772-4514. That's 208-772-4514. Be a part of the revolution today.
Flacco going deep, far sideline. He's got Torrey Smith, and he's down the sideline. Hit the accelerator, and he's gone. Touchdown, Torrey Smith, 74 yards on the rookie's first NFL reception.
Way to put an exclamation point on a pass. Wow.
A-Rod alone in the shotgun. Here's the snap. Throws right side. Finley, touchdown. 10-yard touchdown pass. Aaron Rodgers to JerMichael Finley, 26-10.
Michael Bush, the deep back in the offset eye right. Gamble with a toss to Bush. It's a reverse. Flips it to Moore. He runs left at the 30-yard line. Cuts it back up the middle. Gets to the 20. He's loose. 15, 10, 5. Reaches for the goal line. He's in. Touchdown Raiders. Denarius Moore on the reverse. Leaps into the fans in the black hole as the Raiders take the lead back.
Hand off. Matthews gets to the right side, trying to turn the corner. Tippy toe. Yeah. Right to the pylon. He's in. Touchdown, San Diego.
One-on-one in the corner, just a straight outside play.
Manning, he's going to throw. In fact, he dumps it over to Bradshaw at the 15, at the 10, at the 5. Touchdown, Bradshaw game. That's it. That's it. He threw, and the Eagles' defense was totally vulnerable.
Here's McCoy, back to pad, pump fake, going right corner of the end zone. Mazzaquan caught it! Touchdown!
He got them both in.
Mohamed Mazzaquan with 43 seconds left.
First and 10 from the 13. Mark Ingram gets the call. Mark Ingram on his feet. Mark Ingram inside the 5. Mark Ingram scores!
Long count by Newton. He takes short drop. End zone. Olsen made the grab. Did he stay in bounds with it? Yes, got it.
Yes, he did.
Well, he fought for that one.
He had a linebacker shoving him out of bounds, which you can do, Russell Allen, but still Olsen able to get his 2 feet down.
Spot down. Right-footed kick is up, and it is good. And the Detroit Lions come from 20 points down to put a 3-point loss on the Minnesota Vikings, who are winless at 0-3. The final score, Detroit 26, Minnesota 23.
Yeah, it might have been the most brutal game of the weekend. Come on, Vikings. Have some pride. Thank goodness the fine people in Minnesota were smart enough to boo. They should have been booed. So here they are, 0-3. Meanwhile, look at the Lions. The Lions haven't lost a game. The Redskins haven't lost a game. Of course, they're going into Monday night against the Cowboys. The Bills beat the Patriots, and the Packers are undefeated, too. They knocked off Chicago. I don't think the Packers were so much of a surprise, no offense to any of our Chicago fans, because Jay Cutler's not the guy. I mean, he's just not. And that's part of the problem for, I think, the Bears early going here. So week three almost in the books. We'll see what happens Monday night. But what you care about is we do this cool, fun thing called Nail the Score, like I mentioned already. If you've never heard of it, and you'd rather nail a politician, well, we do that all week long. So Nail the Score is completely different. Even if you don't like football, trust me, you will enjoy it. It's only three segments, for goodness sake, and it's in our third hour on Friday morning. The computer randomly picks the game of the week, GCN, sparing no expense, and they got us a supercomputer. And the supercomputer picks the game of the week. The game of the week was the Bills and the Patriots, which it turned out to be a good game to watch, I guess, from that point of view. But all the games were nail-biters, almost all of them. There were only a few blowouts, really. And in the end, Buffalo came through 34-31. Nobody had that. There were a couple of people that picked Buffalo, like Sam in Connecticut. Boy, he was close. He said 35-27. We had Phil in Missouri, who also picked the Bills, 28-20. Rick, I'm a huge Michelle Bachman fan in Illinois, picked Buffalo, too low, though, 21-13. You had Billy, who picked the Bills, 17-15. And then there were a couple of other people who did as well. But the majority of us picked the Patriots that played the game. I picked the Patriots. I thought the Patriots would win it 38-27. I was obviously wrong. And you heard a lot of those highlights. Just a very unpredictable season in the NFL so far. I mean, not that, you know, any given Sunday. It's such a trite but true saying. The Bills overcome a 21-0 deficit to beat the Patriots. Just like Detroit comes back and erupts with a win over Minnesota. So for all the betting type of people, it has to be crazy to make these predictions. I'm thinking Vegas, they're probably all over the place if you were to look at any of the lines. And then there was some big news. You have Michael Vick, who leaves the Philly game with a broken hand, and Philly collapses. And not that they were great coming out of the gate anyway, but they certainly had a chance. And the Giants end up winning and beating them 29-16. You had Houston that was looking like they could be undefeated. And suddenly in the end, New Orleans came back when they should. You have Reggie Bush squealing about saying that there was a fake injury. And so that they really shouldn't have won that game, the game he was in. And that game and that final score in that was what? Brownies won that one 17-16. It's crazy. I mean, just a crazy, crazy week. Tennessee, they pulled it out over Denver. What is going on in Denver? Same thing, problem with the quarterback, Kyle Orton. 17-14, that was the final one there. And the Jets on the road. I know there's a lot of people listening to us in California. You are right. Oakland doubles up, not doubles up, puts 10 points between them and the Jets. In the end, it's 34-24. And then San Diego barely gets by Kansas City after they were blown out the week before. You know, here was your one blowout. It was like St. Louis was a peewee team in St. Louis, and Baltimore pounds St. Louis 37-7. Flacco was right on the money, or Flacco. I want to say Flacco in my practicing Spanish style. But Joe Flacco looked good. He had almost 400 yards. Sam Bradford, 166. Matt, you were watching. I was watching a lot of the games today. It was really crazy. I mean, so many games ended with just a three-point difference. Tampa Bay beating Atlanta, 16-13. Seattle beats Arizona in a who-cares game, but 13-10. And then you have Pittsburgh on the Sunday night game, 23-20.
I think that is one of the biggest surprises, too, because the Colts are just awful without Peyton Manning, and they almost beat the Steelers. And then with Baltimore, that Torrey Smith kid, he has zero catches in his NFL career, and his first three touches today, all touchdowns. That's incredible. And then bring it back to my lowly Vikings. Just to put this in perspective, the last time, and I'm relatively young, but I'm not that young. The last time they lost at home to the Lions, I was a freshman in high school.
Oh!
Back in 1997.
You're kidding. I didn't even know that stat. Yeah. Wow. I knew it had been a long time, but I didn't realize how long.
We've
blown
leads of like 17-3, 17-7, and today we're up 20-0. We've been outscored, I think, like 69-6 in the second half of games. It's pretty awful. It's miserable.
Yeah, so what's that about?
I don't know. It's your boy, Donovan McNabb. You can have him back. It's not all on him, but, I mean, it's just there's – it's a lot of negativity going on in this town right now.
Boy, no kidding. And when you're in the hole and you're down three games, not to say you can't climb all the way out of that hole, but it's very tough. You want
only
to at least...
one team since 1990 has ever made the playoffs after going 0-3, and it was the Bills in like 98, I think.
Exactly. I mean, so you got to really claw to even get back into the respect column. And the Vikings aren't in the respect column. They're tossed off to the side, for sure. And as Matt said, the Steelers, they're lucky they won that one because the Colts were in that game. They had three turnovers. It's like they were trying to give it to Indianapolis. Here, we want to help you. Here, we want to help you. Here, we want to help you. And Sean Sweezum kicks a 38-yard field goal for that win. That was a clutch moment for the Steelers, but they were not happy with that because it shouldn't have ended that way. And like I said, Michael Vick leaves the game with a broken right hand. That will certainly be a lot of the talk. You never know what's going to happen in the NFL.
Worse? How could they get any worse? Take a look around you, Ellen. We're at the threshold of hell.
You can't break Tom Brady's arm.
Oh, yes, I can. No more Super Bowls for that pretty boy.